Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Good morning. Welcome. 8:07 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, Maduro pleads not guilty. Next court date, March. He'll just have to simmer for a while until that date. Right now, though, we want to talk to our local fitness guru. She's local because she's from here, but she's all over the place. So to get her in the studio, this was like rustling cats. Fitz, good morning. How you doing?
Oh, Bob and Greg, thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here as usual.
Do you remember the first time you came on the air with me? It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. And so you're, oh my gosh, you're still at it. I see you everywhere. One of your jobs is you're like a race starter. Is that correct?
The race announcer, yes.
Race announcer. So you get everybody pumped up before these long races.
Yeah.
Which has got to be a job because I'd be like, I got to run like 23 miles.
Well, you know what's funny is with my fitness career, with Fitness, I'm always twisting arms, trying to convince people, you should exercise. Please exercise. But on race day, and I host about 3 dozen all around America every year, I have race organizations that say, here's 20,000 people who want to exercise today. And I just think, hooray. And so my job is to make sure they know what to do, know where to go, and have a freaking blast while doing it.
These are clearly people who have already, they're into it. If you can run a marathon, you have some level of fitness,
right.
I would assume. So why the reason for the new book? Well, let's start here. You had a couple of books that had to deal with your fight against cancer.
Yep, mine and helping other people through their cancer, right?
And those were big. Those were huge.
Yeah.
So now you're on the other side of that. Hopefully everything good there, checking the boxes.
I'm 100%. I feel 23. I'm not 23 anymore, but I'm as good as I ever
look,
was.
You look pretty darn good. That's
Thank
all I can
you.
Say on the radio for now. Anyway, the new book is called You Supercharged, or is it Supercharged You?
No, it's You Supercharged, the exact formula for fitness, weight loss, and longevity.
Well, that's what we all need, an exact formula. I mean, like so many people, I have an interest in being fit and also in nutrition and all that. I'm not saying I follow all these things, but I have things come up on social media. I don't know what vitamins to take. I don't know what new products are out there. I don't know. Even exercise. Somebody said, you need to rest a little bit more between sets. And I know all of it is going to make a difference. So how did you, I guess, come up with this exact formula?
Well, so I have a master's in exercise and sports sciences, and I've been doing this for several decades. So I know what I'm talking about. Everything in the book is science-backed, but you know, my mission is to help people live better and longer by making fitness understandable, attainable, and fun. And one of the first things you said is, I want to be fit, but I don't know what vitamins to take. That's really not the start of fitness. The start of fitness is talking about real food and learning how to eat the right amount of the right food to put in your mouth. So or in the right amounts. And so that's the exact formula. I actually teach you exactly how many calories you specifically should consume for the size you want to be. And you don't have to go to some quote-unquote nutrition store to buy some hokey snake oil to make you fit. You get real food, and then you just consume it in moderation.
But what about these shots that work like magic? It's a shortcut, right?
Well, you know what? I've spent my entire career saying there is no magic pill, and now through pharmaceuticals, there are some freaking shots that actually work. So I'm having to, you know, but the loop around is you may take a shot, and it will slow down your digestive system, so you feel sick, and you won't want to eat more, and you'll lose weight. But that does not make you fit. That does not give you longevity, and eventually, even if you take these shots and they help you lose weight, you're going to have to do what I tell you to do. If you do not adopt healthy habits, eating and quality exercise and quality sleep, you're still going to have a crap life, right? So the shots are not miraculous.
Well, and like anything else, when you reduce calories, you're going to lose muscle mass unless you're doing something else to reverse that, right?
Hey, man, strength training is the fountain of youth for men, for women, for not only our muscle mass, our ability to push, pull, lift, and press against resistance, but our bone density. And think about how many women that are in the 50 and over range who were told their whole life, don't lift weights. You'll like a bodybuilder.
Muscle bound is a word my mom used to use.
What we should tell our daughters is if you don't lift weights, you are going to be fragile and you are going to fall and you are going to shatter like glass when you're 70. So lift the dang weights, right?
Oh, yeah. You can see it on some elderly, especially women, mm-hmm. like the osteoporosis and what it does like to your back and shoulders
Absolutely.
And all that.
I'm feeling like my wife is in the studio because I hear this speech.
Right.
Because when
Good
you're older
her.
And I don't want to have to, you know, when you fall and I can't pick you up, you've got to be able to get off the floor yourself.
Well, so you know, I've weight trained really most of my life. I know it's hard to tell, but you
I've
know.
I've witnessed it. I see you at the gym.
That's right. So I have an interest in that. Well, here's the problem, Fitz. I'm getting older. I've got injuries now, some of those from just using it over and over again, you know, tennis related, martial arts I practiced for decades, just the wear and tear on my bones. And a doctor told me a long time ago that, you know, the things like, you know, joints and the meniscus is like tires. Firestones, retreads, or Michelins. He said, you don't have retreads, that's good. He said, you don't have Michelins either. So, you know, what do we do when, as we're going through life and we get injured or we have this, you know, arthritis and these other things that come about? How do you still stay fit when you're in pain?
Well, so you start by not allowing that injury or injuries to be an excuse. Like, that's never an acceptable pause in your mission to live better and longer and feel good, right? So you stop there, and then you start, ideally, you get the evaluation. Physical therapy is number one for injuries, but eventually that PT is going to let you go free into the wild. And, you know, we always work on the body parts that are feeling good. You've complained about your knee, okay, mm-hmm. but there's seemingly not much wrong with your back or your chest, your biceps, so there's no reason you can't be walking and swimming and cycling and punching things, you know, so
punching
it's
things.
do
Yo,
what
Greg, look out.
Do what you can when you can in all scenarios. And when it comes to fitness, it's the four pillars. It's strength, cardio, flexibility, balance. All four pillars matter. And if you're slacking on one, you don't qualify as fit.
And look, we're not all trying to be Mr. America. That's not the kind of fitness we want to attain. I always call it quality of life.
Yeah.
And one of the things you touch on in the book is about quality of sleep.
Yeah.
And how that relates to exercise and a good diet, right?
Well, sleepy people make terrible decisions. They show up, they eat garbage food, they're too tired to exercise, they're uncreative, they're cranky. And so, yeah, quality sleep at night and the chapter, Sleep Like an Angel, is filled with tips for making your bedroom an oasis. And also, I support naps. Like, I could go and get a sign and pick it and walk around the street and tell everybody, take a dang nap. So, yeah, sleep matters. If you're not sleeping well, nothing else is going
to
go right.
I do have a master's degree in napping.
Mm.
Not trying to, you know, get into a contest
no,
of education
on,
here.
Oh, he is the king of the
nap. We could have a nap-off. Yes, is that what you're saying?
Let's have a nap-off.
Great.
I'm down.
What about these other supplements and things like testosterone? A lot of men are taking that. What are the long-term effects? Is there a way around that? Or what do you recommend?
So when it comes to taking things, you got to talk to a doctor and a pharmacist. I'm purely a fitness expert, so I try to stay in my lane. But there are testosterone-boosting activities you can do, which are strength training and cardiovascular training and eating healthy foods. I mean, if you do what I tell you to do, everything in your life is going to improve. And so sometimes it's appropriate to bring in medical intervention, but sometimes you can step it up with your own habits. And, you know, I promise the listeners, this book is in layman's terms, if I've written it so a 14-year-old can go through it and say, oh, I get it now. Oh, it's not so complicated. And, you know, if you want ripped abs and gorgeous glutes, that's in there too. But the focus of this book is just you, whoever you are, let's get to that better, best version of yourself, because he or she is out there.
You are clearly very, very motivated and always have been, and a person who also possesses a lot of discipline. How does one kind of attain that, gain that? Can we change? If you don't have a personality, it's not really driven per se. How do we adopt that idea that when we get up every day, we're going to stick to this plan?
Right. Well, it does help to have a bossy, noisy person like Fitzcoller in your ear. That's why we got the little poke stickers around for people to put in prominent places so I can poke them. But, you know, sometimes people are motivated by progress. They're excited to get there, and that matters. Sometimes people are motivated because they're sick of pain, and they're absolutely sick of living the life they are living at the moment, so they force change upon themselves. Whatever forces you to get up and go, I'm happy to support that.
Well, and look, here's your motivation. Grandchildren?
Yeah.
Vacations, going on a cruise and being able to walk around the cities that you visit versus if you don't take care of your fitness, it can go away pretty quickly, huh?
Living long is cool, but it's no fun unless you're living well.
All right. Supercharged you.
You supercharged.
Go to her website. This is Fitz with a Z, fitzness.com.
Correct.
And get her book there, and she'll even sign it for you. It's available on Amazon, but it's better to go to her website and get it signed. And what about social media and podcasts?
Yeah, that's Fitzness, Fitzness everywhere. The Fitzness Show is my podcast. I'd love to make your listeners my listeners. I'm on Instagram and YouTube and fitzness.com. Come and get me.
Love it. Love what you're doing. Keep up the great work. Always a pleasure, and hope to see you again soon.
I love you guys.
Let's not wait so long. 8:17 on the Bob Rose Show. We're about 20 minutes away or less from talking to Senator Rick Scott. Don't go anywhere. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know, Bob, you look better already. Just holding the book, you look better already.
Does she motivate you or what?
Oh, my
goodness. She is pumped up. We're talking
guilty.
About Fitz Kohler, our friend Fitz, who's been into fitness her entire life. And she got a new book out, and it's You Supercharged, Supercharge You. And you can get it on her website, fitzness.com. That's with a Z, Fitz.
You Supercharged. See, the word you is first.
She no, Supercharge you. You.
Okay.
Was it You Supercharged? I thought I had it right the first time. Now I'm confused.
Now I'm confused. No, because if you look on the back here, look, right there.
Well, the bottom line is,
yes.
If you missed the interview, which would be very sad,
We
make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue, and demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. And, she's all over the place, literally all over the country. Getting people motivated, beginning big races and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she just has a ton of energy. And she wants us to kind of gain from all her knowledge and have that kind of motivation. And I like that. So I've been doing the best I can, even despite my injury, you
mm-hmm.
know, trying to turn
yep.
things around.
Yeah.
All right. Some things that aren't going to be turned around real quick is, you've got Nicolas Maduro in New York, and he pled not guilty yesterday. In fact, his wife, same thing. She's being charged as well. So the next court appearance apparently will be in March, and they will have to, well, I'm sure they've already compiled some evidence and stuff, but this is going to be... There's going to be a lot of work involved in this, is my understanding, and that, this isn't legally necessarily a slam dunk. And because, people who get themselves in positions of power
mm-hmm.
learn the term plausible deniability. And, and just because you're a dictator doesn't mean you didn't read that book. So it'll be interesting to make sure that... that we really can make a very, very strong and undeniable case against him and his wife. And mm-hmm. and by the way, his wife is, when they first were talking about her in court, they were saying, she was pretty quiet and kind of laid back and all that. But apparently she was extremely active in all of this. She's accused of accepting massive bribes from drug dealers to smooth cartel routes, and her nephews that are dubbed narco-fuse.
Wow.
Narco-fuse.
Well, your family has the word narco
yeah.
in their description. I think there's a pattern here.
And they had actually been arrested here in the U.S. for cocaine trafficking.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, she's...
No angel.
No.
No.
No, not at all. I was looking for another term, but no, that's a good one. She's no angel.
Mm-mm.
And it'll be interesting to see what kind of case can be made against them. And then it's also interesting, Can President Trump and his team, along with the oil industry, can they get things going there again in Venezuela? Because apparently their oil, the whole system is in shambles.
Well, you know, that's a whole topic right there, because we keep hearing these lefties go, Trump's trying to steal their oil. That's what this is all about. Are they forgetting the history of the oil industry in Venezuela and the United States?
Well, yeah, if people knew anything about history, Craig, they wouldn't accept socialism.
Well, good point.
And they would understand how socialism in real time, in real life, there's people alive today who lived through the changes when Venezuela was a very wealthy country into the despair of socialism. There's people alive today that, well, they know exactly what occurred there. And many of them are the same ones that, you know, gave us warning signs when, you know, folks like, Obama and more recently with the Biden administration, warning signs of things.
Mom Donnie.
This is how things started there. This is how Hugo Chavez got into power. On the oil, yes, there's going to be a clawback because American companies were screwed, basically, for lack of a better term, out of a whole bunch of money back in the day when Hugo Chavez took over. See, that's part of socialism is they try to tell you that, look, government knows best. Government can solve every problem. And so what they do is they end up taking over companies. They're not expert. You can be in the government. That doesn't mean you have any expertise in oil extraction whatsoever. In fact, you probably don't. But yet they take over all these companies because, remember, the government will do it better. The government's here to solve your problems. That's what they try to sell you on. And that's how people slide in and slip into this socialism. Oh, and it's going to be fair for everyone, and we're going to share the wealth and all the promises that they make. But make no mistake about it, that industry is in utter shambles. But it can be turned around, and it can be turned around, I mean, when I say fairly quickly, you know, some of these things are going to take several years, but there's a lot of things that they can do in the meantime, especially if we have refinery space. We can take a lot of that crude and we can refine it here in the U.S. And we're doing so well with energy to begin with. This is a win-win for everybody because, remember, if you extract more oil out of Venezuela, that will cause the world price to come down even more. Now, that's good for us and all consumers of those products. But even as important would be the fact that all of a sudden Russian oil is not worth nearly as much. And guess what? Without money coming in, Putin's little war machine in Ukraine is... they're going to find themselves in very tough times financially. That's the only thing funding their war machine is their oil. So, once again, you know, Trump comes to the rescue. And, of course, because it is Trump, he draws a backlash. But, folks, he's doing the right thing for the right reasons. And the picture will become more complete as we go through time. 828. On the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here, and coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk to Senator Rick Scott right here on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app. And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:33. And of course, your top story is Nicolas Maduro and his wife both pled not guilty yesterday in a New York courtroom. Their next court appearance will not be until March. Also, the Mexican president, Claudia Sheinbaum, has kind of doubled down on her country's rejection of what had taken place, the weekend raid. They didn't like the idea of the U.S. capturing Nicolas Maduro, the Venezuelan dictator, and perhaps the fact that he's considered a narco-terrorist doesn't bode well for the Mexican president, does it? It's not like there is not a tremendous amount of narco-traffic taking place right now, of course, from Mexico. And then you've got the ties that lead back to China and the precursors for this fentanyl that is really behind killing so many Americans. So I'm going to get some reaction and input from Senator Rick Scott, who any moment now will be connecting with, and we'll have him on. He's ready to go right now? All right. Good morning, Senator Rick Scott. How are you doing, sir?
I am great. It's exciting what's going on in Venezuela. It's, you know, we don't have all the result we want yet, but I think, you know, at least we're heading in the right direction. So
you're definitely supportive of President Trump's action versus Maduro as a law enforcement type activity?
Yeah. I mean, look, the guy, first off, he's been killing our kids and our grandkids. He's a despicable human being. He's been sending these drugs in here. He runs a cartel. So he's not the president of the country. He's never won an election. He's stolen elections. He's head of cartels. He's, you know, it's just been, you know, the government of Venezuela has just been, it's turned into a drug cartel. And so, yep, I'm glad what President Trump did. Now, this transition to democracy is going to be really hard. Let's remember this lady, Delcy Rodriguez, is not a duly elected person. Mm-hmm. She's the head of a regime, the Maduro regime, the Maduro Chavez regime. So, after Chavez won the election back in, 20, before I was elected governor, after that, all the elections have been stolen. So she's just head of a regime. There's going to be a transition. Trump's going to be tough. Marco Rubio has done the right thing. Maria Corina Machado, as you know, you really have to appreciate this lady's been fighting mm-hmm. her whole life for freedom and democracy. She's going to ultimately be the president. It's just when it happens.
Let me ask you this. What do you think about the amnesia that Democrats seem to suffer under? Because Maduro wasn't just an enemy to the Trump administration or to America in general. I mean, under the Biden administration, they actually upped the bounty on his head, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, whatever Trump does, the Democrats just go against. Why don't they think about the people that have been hurt? Why don't they think about the girls that have been raped by the criminals that Maduro intentionally sent in this country by emptying his prisons? Why don't they think about the drugs that have killed our grandkids and our kids? I mean, I don't get why the Democrats have forgotten who we represent. We represent Americans. We are supposed to take care of each other. Maduro in prison is a good day for America. It's not a bad day for America. Now, do we have democracy there yet? No, we don't. But there's a process, and we're going to get there.
And so you think there is a plan already in place that's been talked about, maybe, within the Trump cabinet? Or do you think this is sort of, doing it on the fly as we go to see? Because I guess my number one first concern would be the current government and what they plan to do to, I don't know, change power?
Well, first off, everybody has a plan, all right, until you get punched in the face, right? So I think I know they clearly have a plan. I've talked to Marco about it. They have a plan now. It's going to be fluid. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. But here's what I know. Trump does not want to go to war. He does not want to put troops in the ground. He wants to stop having drugs come to this country. And he's tired of people in our country being killed by the criminals that the Venezuelan regime, Maduro regime, has sent into this country to rape and pillage our states. And so, thank God we have a president that cares.
Let me ask you this.
It's going to be hard.
Yeah. What impact do you think this will have overall in our relationships with, say, like Mexico and Colombia? I mean, these are known narco states to some extent, for sure. It sounds like Sheinbaum already kind of doubled down and, is against what Trump did. I can understand their fear, but can we turn that into working with us and we would be helpful to get rid of their cartels and corruption?
Well, I think what you have to look at, a lot of these leaders, they play the game of what's going on in their country to play their politics there. But you look at our border now. Our border of Mexico is closed. We don't have all the drugs coming across. We don't have all the people coming across. I mean, she's clearly figured out that if she wants to work with Trump, the border is going to be closed. They're not going to help people come across their country and send them to our border. So Petro is going to be out. I mean, you can only be president for one term. He'll be out. And I think it's in May. They have an election in Colombia. But if you talk to people that want to have opportunity for their family, they're ecstatic. You want people that like crime because they're part of the crime syndicate, they hate it. So I'm going to support the people that want to live a life like we want to live. And that's most people. Most people want what we want. They want to have opportunities. They want a good education for their kid. They want opportunities for their kids. They love their families. These regimes don't care about anybody. They're killing kids. I remember I went in 2019. I went to Cucuta, right at the border of Venezuela, and you had all these little kids that are coming. They sleep on one bunch of them were sleeping on the streets from Venezuela. The others, they were walking a couple hours a day to get one meal in Cucuta, Colombia, from Venezuela, and then going back home. I mean, it's disgusting. I mean, it's just like when you look at what Mamdani is doing in New York. I mean, this collectivism, that means that you have nothing. That means that the only way they keep their government going the only way socialism works is you kill off all the people that dissent.
Yeah.
And then look at Stalin, look at everybody.
No, that's true.
Look at Venezuela.
And let's take Cuba as an example. I mean, they were getting a lot of oil from Venezuela. And we know there's Chinese and Russian influence all at play here. Do you think that Cuba might be next? In other words, will there be something?
It's going to fall.
You think it will?
It's going to fall. I was with the biggest dissident leader, Jose Daniel Ferre. I was with him yesterday. And, I mean, they exiled him because they can't. They can't take it. I mean, they basically have no electricity. People are living in poverty. The leadership is living in opulence, and eventually the public rises up. I mean, it happens in history. It happens time and time again. It's going to happen. The only way they were able to keep any semblance of power is they were using the Venezuelan oil as a trade for the Cubans defending Maduro. Well, 32 of those Cubans are dead now. So you think the next group would say, oh, yeah, I want to go there. I think that's a great job for me. No. I mean, this is all falling apart. Trump is doing the right thing.
Now, if we can get their oil infrastructure, you know, back online, so to speak, in Venezuela, the world the world price hopefully will drop a little bit. And wouldn't that really put the pinch on Putin?
Yeah, and on top of that, think about what it does for families in our in our country. If you can get back to $2 gas, do you realize how much money that frees up for people to buy groceries and pay the rent and buy a car and help their kids? I mean, so if we can get the oil companies back in and we get the Venezuelan oil out again, I mean, it's going to drive down the price of gas, which is going to help American families. And the good things are going to happen for Americans. I mean, this is a big deal for America. I mean, look, think about it. I want lower prices and I want my kids not to die from drugs. Gosh, that's a good day. So that's what Trump did. He said, oh, I want oil prices down. I want your kid not to die of drugs. That's a pretty good day.
It is interesting how the Democrats, though, are diametrically opposed to everything that Trump does. Even in the face of, I don't know, what you'd call common sense or logic, they seem to be on the wrong side of every issue. Will that pay dividends for the Republicans come the midterms?
You know, it's always up to the voter, as you know. But Republicans, we've got to do our job. We've got to balance the budget. We got to stop all these stupid earmarks. If we want to say that we're the party that's going to help you, then balance the budget. That's what's going to get inflation under control. Don't waste your money. Don't be spending a bunch of money for a roadside attraction in New Jersey. I mean, there's in these spending bills that we're going to be doing this month, there's so much waste. If we're in charge, stop it. Gosh, we're in charge. We should say, we're not doing that anymore. Quit saying, oh, I got to take home the bacon. Well, the bacon means the price of everything goes up. When the government spends more than it takes in, it causes inflation. If we want to get inflation under control, right, we got to balance the budget. Now, Trump wants to balance the budget. You know whose job that is? Congress. Trump doesn't get to pass the budget. We have to pass the budget. I balanced the budget when I was governor. I paid down debt. Right? We didn't see this inflation in Florida when I was governor, because we spent your money wisely. We got to do the same thing up here. So we're going to be doing spending bills all of January. You wouldn't believe just the waste. Dude, I mean, you would never spend your money this way, but Congress is spending your money this way. You ought to be calling every member of Congress and say, stop it. I'm sick and tired of you guys wasting my money. It's frustrating to me. I sit up here, I've been fighting this for 7 years, and you just watch these people just say, oh, I got to go waste some money. I mean, I got to go. I mean, there's a lot of great things out there, but we got to balance the budget because it's hurting the poorest families in our state.
Now, Senator,
are
Republicans guilty of some of this as well?
Absolutely, Bob. I mean, if the Republicans, like, we're in charge, balance the budget.
Well, that'll be the final word, and we love it. And Senator Rick Scott, we appreciate your time and your take on all these very important issues, and we look forward to having a conversation with you again soon.
All right, take care. See you, Bob.
All right, take care. Senator Rick Scott, Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy made it happen. Good job, Greg.
I'm here for you, Bob.
So, obviously, that is a, Maduro, Venezuela,
yeah.
And all the pieces, how they fit together. We'll talk about that a little bit. And then the Wall Street Journal had an interesting take on, don't blame the Somalis for Minnesota fraud.
What?
We'll get into that a little bit coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. It's not the Somalis' fault in Minnesota, the fraud and all that. Not their fault.
Okay. Right.
According to the Wall Street Journal, I'm going to share that with you right now. In fact, it's 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And here's what the Wall Street Journal said, their editorial board. Minnesota's fraud problem isn't immigrants. It's the vast size of the welfare state that corrupts them. This came out on January 2nd. With so much money and so many programs, this state's welfare benefits are an open vault for scammers, especially when politicians are loath to police fraud because doing so might be called racist or anti-poor. But it's also corrupting for beneficiaries who have an incentive to remain on the dole rather than build an independent life. Republicans complain about fraud, but too few want to tackle the perverse incentives that allow it to flourish. Well, how many Republicans are there in power in Minnesota? Certainly there's some, but generally, I mean, look, you had a you got a Democrat governor in Tim Walz for now. And all these things happened under his watch. I mean, the Wall Street Journal is not necessarily wrong, but
just because the incentive is there, you still have to make a moral decision.
It's kind of like if you don't lock your doors, then I guess, you know, you're to blame if somebody walks into your house.
Right.
Somehow that's your fault.
Exactly.
Not really. I mean, yes. Did you take the proper precautions? Maybe not. But you still, I mean, they're breaking in or they're trespassing or whatever the case may be. Just because it's been made easy for many of these migrants to take advantage of the system, they're still the ones doing the fraud, taking the money.
Was it New York or one of the cities up north? And you remember this a few years ago. In the winter, people were warming their cars up and they were getting stolen. So instead of cracking down on the criminals for stealing the car, you could be fined if you left your car running and unattended.
That is like, I remember that.
It's such a reverse thing of responsibility.
Right. The article in the Wall Street Journal does not even try to explain why ordinary Americans or migrants from European-style cultures are far less likely to steal from the state's myriad welfare programs. Nor does the article consider that the Democratic Party's elites have a rational, albeit a short-run incentive, to import blocks of poor migrants who rely on welfare payments. Similarly, the establishment wing of the GOP has gained in the short run via donations from business groups, eager for more workers, rents, and consumers. But the editorial does offer a way out for the GOP-aligned pro-migration advocates to indirectly undermine President Donald Trump's popular curbs on the costly inflow of profit-shifting migrant workers, consumers, and renters. The blame welfare, not migration pitch is catnip to wealthy investors who want to cut taxes and also defend the government's migration and visa laws that shift these wage and housing wealth from ordinary Americans to the investors. I don't want to get too far into the weeds on this, but it is interesting. The Wall Street Journal, it's not really their fault. It's kind of part of their culture. Well, you know, their culture, that you can bring your culture to America, but it ends where the rule of law begins. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Shep, you're on the air.
Well, guys, you might remember from book one in my series, my own older brother never married the woman he made children with. And I asked him, why didn't you and Christina ever get married? He said so Chrissy could get welfare as a single mother. Well, you might remember, they went so far as to have a fake marriage certificate printed up. And I said, why would you go through the ruse of, you know, faking a marriage? He said, oh, that was to placate her father who didn't approve of people living together. So, hey, this scamming's been going on for a long time. See you later, guys.
All right, see you, Shep. And Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, tell Fred, you're on the air.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Bob. Yes, what's going on in Minnesota with the Somalis? It's kind of no different than here in Gainesville, Florida. The blue hand, shall I say, wants to continue with this, the destructive agenda. War on man. Why are so many men homeless, in jail, losing their children to divorces, on court order child support, unemployed, et cetera, et cetera? So therefore, this is an indication and evidence of a war on man to remove the fathers and men from their homes to create a welfare state here in the state of Florida. being initiated here in Gainesville, Florida, by this blue hand. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Bob.
Have a good morning. Thank you.
He's right.
Yeah, look, the left has been pushing hard to basically destroy the family unit because they know if they can do that, you know, they can really take over. They know the power that the family has, and they've been trying to erode that power for many, many years now. And, yeah, welfare was one of those things that did it. You know, there's some that would say, you know, well, lack of education of black communities and stuff like that. I can show you documentation from, like, say, Washington, D.C., going back into the 40s. And three of those zones, if you will, it's four quadrants, three of the four were mostly black. And their scores were as good and sometimes higher than the white kids' scores. And we're talking about high school in the 1940s.
Yep.
Because those communities were filled with families. And that's why they know their strength comes in the family unit. And the left knows that, you know, if they can destroy the family, you know, they can basically take over. And that's so they've worked to do that in various ways, you know. Try to destroy religion. That's part of the plan as well. Yep.
Well, and he took responsibility from the fathers. They didn't have to be there because the government would take care of the family.
That's right.
And they left.
Yep. Not good things.
Yeah.
8:57 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 9 o'clock stretch, right around the corner. Catch up on all the latest headlines and assorted stories, entertainment, and more. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.